Big Stoop, the huge Chinese giant and faithful follower of Terry and his friends, is about to play an important part in one of their most amazing adventures. Stoop was given a wonderful pencil by the famous magician, Dr. Fu Ling. This remarkable pencil made it possible for Stoop to write and draw pictures in almost all the colors of the rainbow. He escorted April Kane, when she visited the famous magician, to discuss an entertainment which was being planned for the soldiers in the town of Yankuk. On their way back to the hotel that night, April and the doctor were set upon by several men. In the darkness, they vanished before Big Stoop could do anything about it. Stooper, of course, hurried to tell Terry and Pat. And in today's transcribed adventure, you shall learn what else happened. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Supposing somebody were to ask how we folks on the home front could help win the war, would you know what to say? Well, I can tell you two very important things that every one of us can do. First, buy United States defense bonds and stamps. Buy the stamps regularly. See how soon you can fill your book and exchange it for a bond. Second, do everything you can to be a strong, healthy American. Get plenty of sleep, exercise, and eat correctly. Folks who eat right get lots of protective foods, things like Libby's fruits and vegetables and juices. You've heard me tell you before on this program how great Libby's tomato juice is. Well, believe me, there are lots of other Libby foods that are just as super. Foods that will help make you strong and taste simply wonderful, too. Say, did you ever have Libby's fruit cocktail or Libby's corn? If the answer's no, you're sure missing a heap of enjoyment. And Libby's spicy, tender Vienna sausages. Gosh, what a treat. Take it from me, boys and girls. If you want to fix yourselves for extra good eating, you'll ask Mother to get Libby's food. She'll be glad to when you tell her Libby guards food values as well as flavor. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Learning that April and Dr. Fu Ling had disappeared, Terry and Pat started to investigate in company with Big Stoop. This 7-foot giant led them to the darkened alley where the vanishing act took place. There they found a trail, small scraps of paper on which were marks made by the many colored pencil. They also met the magician's assistant, the girl Hu Shi. Together they followed the scraps of paper and were able to trace April and the doctor down the narrow alley to the dock at the waterfront.
Well, Hu Shi, you were right. We've reached the end of the line.
Yeah, they came down here all right. See, the pencil marks are on these scraps of paper I picked up on the dock.
Fu Ling and April were probably taken away in a boat.
Doggone, I wish I knew if the Dragon Lady had a hand in this.
Well, there's one way to find out. You know where the Dragon Lady's been hiding, Terry. We're going to her rooms right now and have a talk with her. Come along, Hu Shi. You too, Big Stoop. You may as well be in on this.
This is the place, Pat.
Locked. No use knocking. This shoulder of mine was in good shape. I could break this door open.
Maybe I can do it, Pat.
Well, why should you do it? What have we got Big Stoop for?
Oh.
Here, Stoop. They don't make doors too big for you. Put your shoulder to it. We want in.
Stand back, Hu Shi. When Stoop does something, he does it right. Here he comes. Well, that's what I call getting in.
We made enough noise to wake the dead, but I guess there's nobody here anyway.
This is her place, all right. These are the rooms she had.
She's gone now. There's no doubt about that.
Maybe it's just as well as long as Big Stoop is with us. Boy, I don't want to be around when he meets that woman.
Well, she skipped out. I'm beginning to think it was her men who kidnapped April and the doctor.
Doggone, why does April always get in trouble? She just got over being kidnapped by Saint-Jacques. Now she's disappeared again. She has the worst luck.
She has? What about us? Seems that every time we turn around, we have to go looking for April.
Well, I don't suppose there's any use hanging around here, huh?
Well, let's not go rushing off in all directions at once, Terry. Just like Hu Shi says, the time for straight thinking is now.
Okay. Pull up a chair and we'll try it.
Okay. Hey, Stooper. Out there in the hall, keep an eye on that gal, on Hu Shi. We'll be right out. Now then, Terry, let's make a quick checkup.
Okay. April and Big Stoop go to the home of the magician, Dr. Fu Ling. They stay there perhaps half an hour. During that time, the magician demonstrates a wonderful pencil, does tricks with it, after which he gives the pencil to Big Stoop. Then the magician tears up the sheet of paper and stuffs the scraps in his pocket. A few minutes later, he and April are suddenly abducted. A trail of paper scraps leads down to the waterfront, and there it ends. We know those scraps of paper came from the doctor's house because his assistant, who she identified them.
A very excellent speech, my dear Watson.
Pretty good, huh?
And then what?
Well, right there, I fall off the toboggan. That's as far as I go.
You and me both. Not only do we not have April, the old doctor, but we seem to be fresh out of the Dragon Lady, too.
I can't understand why she would kidnap April and Fu Ling.
Tell the truth, I don't know why either. But I have a hunch she did.
They're both supposed to be working for the Chinese government, doing secret service.
I know all about that. Perhaps the Dragon Lady feels a lot safer if she puts the old magician someplace where he won't annoy her.
Well, what will she do when she finds out her men have also picked up April?
Well, I'm hoping she'll send April back.
Well, this talk doesn't get us anywhere, Pat. What do we do next? Or do we make it up as we go along?
Well, let's go on back to the hotel. Too late to do anything more tonight anyway. I'll have Big Stoop take Hushi home, and we can all get together tomorrow morning. Perhaps in the daylight, things will look brighter, and we can get a few ideas.
Well, Pop, what a morning, Terry. You mind if I come in and spread the good cheer?
Oh, Slugger. Oh, come on in and shut the door.
Look me over, buddy. You're looking at an actor.
A what?
Sure. All my life I wanted to be an actor. And I have to come all the way over to China to prove to the world I got talent.
Hey, what's that noise out there, Terry?
It's Slugger Dunn. Come on out, Pat. He just came in and told me that he's going to be an actor.
Well, not exactly an actor, but something just as good.
What are you going to do?
Well, you know there's going to be a benefit performance given for the fighting men around here.
Yeah?
Well, I saw a chance to do my bit.
And what are you going to do, Slugger? A tap dance?
No, I'm clever. See what I mean?
You're clever enough at trailing me to the Dragon Lady's headquarters, but you can't do that on a stage, you know.
No, gents, no. I'm going to be a magician.
A magician?
Sure. I got a wonderful trick. You want me to give you a demonstration?
Well, I'll try anything once.
Okay. You got a pad of paper? Ah, here's one on a table. You mind if I use it?
No. Go right ahead.
Not it. If you don't bug your eyes out at this trick, I'll eat your hat in Main Street and like it.
I'm all ears.
You're telling me.
Quiet, boy.
Now then, gents, I take this pad of paper in one hand like this, see? In the other hand, I have what looks like an ordinary lead pencil, see? Now, by simply making one straight line across the pad, we have four different colors, like this. For example, I can write my name in red, like this.
Amazing.
Or, if you would like to have it in green, just say the word.
Well, Slugger, that's very clever. Did you think that up out of your own head?
Well, I'll tell you, gents. It's a long story.
It's not too long.
No, maybe I'd better tell it instead of you, Slugger.
What's the matter? Don't you like the trick?
Oh, it's a good trick if you can do it, only don't get caught, especially by Big Stoop.
Big Stoop? What's he got to do with this?
Now, look, Slugger, you and me are going to get along just fine. But if you're going to practice picking pockets, you're going to part company with me.
Now, Mr. Ryan, you got me all wrong.
Oh, I have, eh? Well, before you finish this magic pencil trick, before you start your ballyhoo, I'll go down to the lobby and bring Big Stoop up here.
Huh?
Yeah. Maybe Big Stoop would like to see you do the trick with that pencil. He might find it very interesting.
I'll go down and get him, Pat. Now, you wait.
Okay,
now, hold on, Terry. Hold on. Now, you don't have to do that. Well, gents, I guess the laugh's on me.
What's so funny about it?
Well, you see, it was like this. I was down in the lobby talking to Big Stoop, see? I wanted to write down a note I was sending to myself, so I borrowed his pencil. I guess I forgot to return it. Don't tell me it belongs to him.
Well, you'd better give it back if he sees you with it. You don't want 7 feet and 350 pounds crashing down on you. Or do you?
Well, now, I ain't looking for no trouble. Suppose you give it back to him, huh, Terry? And maybe he wouldn't understand if he saw me with his pencil. Oh, don't it beat everything? All my life, I wanted to be a magician. And then this had to happen.
Well, why don't you try a few card tricks? You must know plenty of them.
There ain't a deck of cards in town, gents.
Oh.
I guess I'll just have to give up my ambition.
All right, I'll take charge of the pencil. I'll give it back to Big Stoop.
Of course, Slugger, I can hardly blame you for wanting the pencil. But I'd like to have one myself.
Oh, boy, if I've been having fun with it. You know, I can draw pictures of Indians with their war feathers. Pictures of clowns, all sorts of things. I never seen anything like this Big Stoop pencil.
There he is now. That's Big Stoop. I can tell.
Hey, let me out of here. I don't want to get messed up with him.
All right, Slugger. Wait in the other room.
Okay, and look, don't tell him I had anything to do with that pencil, will you?
Better let me handle this, Terry. Well, good morning, Stoop. Come on in. I know what it is, Stoop. You lost the pencil, the one Dr. Fu Ling gave you last night. Well, don't worry. We just found it, and here it is.
Oh, you want to be careful with that. A lot of people would like to have it, Stooper. I know I would. Oh, no. Don't give it to me. It belongs to you.
What's that envelope you have in your hand? Oh, a message for me. Well, Terry, take a gander at this.
Who's it from?
A little note from the Dragon Lady. She wants to put our minds at rest.
Let's see. This is pretty good. She says here, "Sorry, I had to leave you gentlemen last night, but I work according to schedule." What does she mean by that?
Read a little farther.
"I'm sorry your friend Miss Kane is not with you today. I also regret that Dr. Fu Ling will not appear at the benefit performance tonight. However, I shall be on hand. I can promise you some interesting information." Well, at least we've settled one thing. We know that April and the old magician were taken away by the Dragon Lady's men.
Yeah, and I know something else. That benefit entertainment is going to be given no matter what happens. The Dragon Lady will be there, and this time she won't get away. Well, I'm sure every one of us will want to be in the audience and see what happens when Pat Ryan tries to locate the Dragon Lady. Yes, and it's a good thing Slugger Dunn wasn't caught by Big Stoop. If a giant Chinese ever knew that Slugger took his wonderful rainbow color pencil, well, things would go mighty tough for him. I'll tell you more about next Monday's adventure in just a moment. Boys and girls, I want you to know a friend that you're bound to like. This friend will never let you down when you're thirsty and hankering for something super special. It's Libby's Tomato Juice, the swell-tasting drink that's topped with everybody. And here's why. First, only prize tomatoes are used. Their rich juice is pressed and then canned immediately to bring you that super double delicious drink you'll shout about. And Libby's Tomato Juice is a grand source of vitamins. Rich in vitamin C and vitamin A. A good source of vitamins B1 and G as well. Ask your mother to get L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's Tomato Juice, now. Well, next Monday, the Big Stoop pencil will play an important part in the transcribed adventure which takes place in the Chinese town of Yanka. Whether Pat Ryan will meet the Dragon Lady or not is, of course, a question. But you can depend on one thing. There's never a dull moment when you join up with Terry and his friends. And next week promises to be the most exciting of all. So be with us on Monday without fail.